Hello, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and here I am coming to you with my, I have a new little idea. It is very simple, very fun to make, and it has multiple purposes, and here it is. It's a little tiny, I would call it a pocket purse, and you can either clip it onto a page or you could actually glue it to a page, but what it is it looks like, okay, so there's a pocket in front, all right, which can house small and tiny journal-like things, but it has here in the middle, it acts like a little bag, like a paper bag, so you can tuck things inside there. I put some handles on it just to make it look little bag-like, purse-like, or shopping bag-like, and just think, you could also tailor these. We are coming up on Halloween. These could make cute little candy bags or tiny sticker bags, something like that. Or you could use them for gift cards, things like that, in your Christmas things that are coming up in stocking stuffers. Or you could even hang these as little ornaments from the tree. And that's my African gray Holly right on cue saying his African gray-like things. That's his squeaky voice. He's very excited and dingling his bell. Yes, that's a big, big moment in our life. So basically, this has a pocket in front and a little bag place inside here that you can tuck things. And what I tucked in here was I put a little Kodachrome card. This one is from 1968. I don't know if you can see it. Probably can't see it, but there's a picture of a family in front of a bush, basically in Jamestown. That was kind of interesting. And here I tucked in some British tea cards or UK tea cards, little collectible items. Those are very fun. And here I just took a piece of printed paper and turned it into a little extra writing space and just inked around the edges. You can open it up, you can write on the inside and leave yourself a little secret note to tuck inside. So let's make this little guy. He's extremely easy to make. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna make one with, first with origami paper, but don't worry if you don't have origami paper, you can use other things and I will show you what those other things are. Yay! And they're very easy to find. Okay. Let's clear the deck and pull out. So what you basically need is a square piece of paper, okay? So you're gonna start with a square piece of paper. Now this happens very quickly, so hold on to your hats. All right, so basically you put a corner to corner and fold. All right, there, okay? Now what you're gonna do is you're gonna do this maneuver, okay? I'll show it to you this way, it might be easier to see. You do this maneuver, right? And fold it down. And try and make it as equal as possible. Don't worry if it does. Make it flush on the bottom. That's your...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Best friend. Doing it flush on the bottom. And you can tuck them inside of each other like the old napkin design, which just makes it a little bit easier. But if you want to take it apart first, we're going to glue all that down. Yes, we are. We're just going to glue all that down. And what you want to do is you want to glue the bottom because you don't want your pocket stuff to fall out. And then you can glue, I'll just put some glue in one of these if the other one's going to tuck into it. That's what I would probably do. Well, that is what I did. How about that? Okay. Pretty simple so far. Let me go a little closer for you so you can see. Okay, here we go. I have an extra zoom on this camera, so we'll have to play with this. Okay, I got my new phone, so this is like my learning project. I'm hoping that this video is even happening. Let me just shrink it down a little bit so we're all in frame. Okay, so we now have that. And now we're just gonna make the handles, and this is so easy. Okay, so you've got this. Now that is basically sealed. Probably would have been a good idea to ink it first, but I did not because I'm at this point. So here we're just going to work from this point. But basically what I did was I just folded this in half lightly, not too crisp. I didn't fold it sharply along the crease, but I just brought these two edges together. And then I came up here. I was making sure I was above where the folds are. And I cut in the handles. Okay, so it was a pretty like basic rough, like I didn't measure, it was kind of quickly done. Just wanted to see if I could do it without major fuss. And it comes out not bad. You know what I'm telling you? Like, it's pretty easy to do. So there, you're pretty much done. I mean, that's pretty easy, right? Fold it in half, flop the sides in, and then cut the little handles out. And you're pretty much done. So let's just go ahead and decorate this guy. Now, you want to look in here. Maybe you want to do a little extra sealing. That's okay. You can always come back in here with a little bit of your favorite glue of choice. Any particular glue will work here. Probably a wet glue of something that pours, because a glue stick would be a little hard to get in there, but you could probably do it if you were committed. You know what I mean? And so this opens up into your little bag inside. That's so cute, right? Isn't that so cute? Yeah. Now, I would say that a thinner paper will work best. So you want to think copy weight paper or thinner would be your best friend. It's just easier to fold in these cases. Okay, so now we want something to decorate this little guy with. So where's the prototype? Okay, here I used little crocheted trim and put a little applique here, which was very easy. I also just did a little emphasis on the handle on the back to give it a little more sturdiness and strength. But these are not, you know, highly utilitarian objects. They're not going, into the field too heavily. So you can make some pretty basic things with them to decorate them. All right, so I grabbed some whatever I had that were close by, and these are the whatever I had. I had a little bit of gold this and that, had a little piece of gold this, and a little piece of gold that. So I thought that might be fun to put on here. So maybe I'm going to do something like this, and I'm going to do this with Fabri-Fix. This is a glue that glues fabric to paper, paper to paper. I sound like a commercial, but I'm not. I just like the glue. Okay, and we're just going to, and you can do the design any way you like. It's very easy to glue down just string. You'd think it wouldn't be, but it actually is pretty easy to do. And I think it's a very pretty little design to add to anything. So if you have a little bit of string, a little thread, something hanging around, maybe a little thicker than thread, maybe embroidery floss, maybe some twine, something with a little heft to it, but not as thin as a sewing thread. But you can go in here and add this, and it actually looks pretty cute. Gives it a nice little sparkleroo. Okay, I can do this. Maybe we can put this on the top. That might be pretty, right? All right, let's try that. We'll put it down, and then we'll trim it. How about that? Yeah, I'll see if that works. Okay, here we go. Putting the glue down first. You don't want to glue these two handles together. Remember, you want them to remain separate. This is such an easy little project, but I think it's fun. Because it's high reward, low effort. Yay! Okay, and just think, you could probably crank out a bunch of these for, all sorts of things. Little parties, little favors for parties. Wouldn't that be cute? How cute are these? They'll think you had them specially made. You could tailor them towards the style of the party. Wouldn't that be fun? That would be so much fun. Okay, here we go. And we're down. And now we'll just trim this off. Hopefully we can cut straight. We do our best. We do our darndest. Sunny here? No, he's hanging out with Dad. I've been totally ditched. I've been ditched. We took him to the park again today. Papa wanted to see him at the dog park. And there were a few little dogs there, and he made friends, so all was well. Just trimming this to fit a little bit. There we go. So we have that little design on the front. And let me see if we can just find some cool little things to tuck in here, which would be so fun. Well done. Okay, I grabbed a pile of stickers. Let me back up a little bit. And an old picture. Look at this old picture. Isn't that cool? That is so cool. And I love that expression. That says it all, doesn't it? That says, take no prisoners. Right. Okay. And so we do have a little, I should probably glue that down a little better. That was a shoddy gluing of Pam proportions. There we go. All right, everything is fine. And since I'm going to tuck things into this pocket, which I hopefully have not sealed to itself yet, we will go ahead and free it. Come on, baby. There we go. All right, it's all good. It's all good. It's coming free. Yeah. So just make sure that you don't glue. Okay, now you got to make sure it does stay stuck at the bottom. All right. That's my thing. I never wait till glue dries, so I get excited. What can I say? Okay, so let's see. Maybe I'll put her in the big pouch because she's tall. Now you can go ahead and reinforce the back one too. I think, but at this one, I think I'm going to actually glue to a page, so I'm not going to reinforce the back one. I'm just going to leave it as a little bag that opens that is adhered to the page. So I'm going to put her in there. Oh, look, she's peeking through. Isn't that cute? There she is. And now I'm going to put some of these fun little things. Oh, you can't see her at all now. Maybe I'll pull her up here. There we go. And maybe I'll give her some friends. She might be lonely in there. But you'd be surprised how many things you can tuck into these little pocket-like things. You can really get some stuff in there. And what else do we have here? Oh, this is cute. Some stickers. How fun is that? And I'm going to put this one there. Maybe put one more thing in the back. How about this little map? Maybe she needs to know where she's going. Yeah, I think so. Maybe this one. This would be a good one. There we go. So a cute little thing you can just doll up like that. And maybe you want to put something on it. And this one, I put a little applique. But this one, let's see if I've got a little tiny sticker I can put on here. That might work just nicely. Oh, that's a cute little black flower of some sort. Well, we'll see. We need a smaller sticker. Small sticker. Okay, here is a pumpkin. Here's a very small pumpkin. And I think it might fit. That would look nice right there, maybe. What else do we have? We have a feather. And we have this little guy. What is he? Nobody knows. I think it's a birthday cake. So you can't tell with half of these stickers. You know what I mean? Does that happen to anybody else or is it just me? Well, here's a feather. Okay, since I have a bird and I have the Peking woman, a feather, that might look cute. But maybe I want a background. Okay, so here, if let's say you, like, just for design purposes, let me see if I can do this without turning everything off. Oh, yeah, okay, are you migrating? Yeah, you're migrating. Look at that. Let's go closer. Zoomy zoom. Oh, that's really close. Okay, let's say you want to put it there, but just not showing. You know, sometimes you can come along and take a little white piece of paper. Doesn't have to be much. No. This is just copy paper. And maybe I'm just going to put this little guy on here. If I can pick it up. Right now I'm chasing it across the table because I can't pick it up. Here we go. Come on. Okay, I got it. And let's get some walnut stain. How exciting, yes. Basically dark brown. I'm just inking it a little bit on the edges. I don't feel like futzing with this sticker. I have a feeling it's one of those stickers that's going to make mincemeat out of me. Yes. So I think I'm going to stick down the whole thing. I'm just going to go for it. Yep. Here we go. Sticking it right on the white paper. Okay, now come along here. I'm going to just tear this out. Now all of a sudden it has a little border. It might show up a little better with its border. And I can even ink these little torn edges, which will be kind of cute. So let's just get in there and do that. You could put a word, you could put a number, you could put a little quote, anything you like. Maybe I'll just put that there. See how it pops more now? Now it has some intrigue, and that's just white copy paper underneath it. So there's a lot of things you can do like that are just kind of fun. All right, so let's put this one down. Yeah. All right, so now let's probably pull out some heavy duties. Hold on. All right, you know what I'm pulling out? The stickles, the stickos, the Nouveau drops, and the liquid pearls. Here they come. I'm going to pick one of these colors. Gonna plop it on here. Oh, I think this would be nice. This stickles. This is not gonna dry forever, but we'll do it anyway. Okay, so this is stickles in rose gold. Okay, so let's try this. Maybe we're gonna try some art decor over here. I don't know. We'll just go for it and see what happens. Maybe I'll just do a little flower to a center and just do some little dots around it. Okay, and make a little flower coming down. Little leaf. There we go. It doesn't look much like a flower, but hey, it is in my world. And we're just going to let that dry now, I think. Maybe it, just to have it be cohesive, I'll put a few dots over here. Once I get going with this stuff, I can't put it down. I don't know what it is. You know me. I'm just, okay, let's keep going. I just think it's pretty. It's Christmas, so it's okay to go a little glittery, you know. That's all right. Yeah, it's that time of year, so we can totally get away with it, even though the rest of the year we curse it. It's everywhere. Well, at least when somebody finally figured out to put it into glue, it's not as bad, you know, because it sort of stays put. Yeah. All right. So there we have just a little extra decor on this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Little guy. So let's put him aside and let me show you how to make one of these. If you don't have fancy origami paper, I do have a link in my Amazon shop for origami paper. If you're looking for it, if you're like, I really want to try that. It's very thin paper, but it's very cool to work with. And you can do a lot of foldy things with it. Okay. So our backup thing is going to be, guess what? A book page. Yes. Book pages tend to come in different thicknesses. And I'll bet if you look around, you can get something that's not too thick that you can pretend is an origami page. So often book pages are oblong, like they're rectangles and they're not square. So we're going to magically turn this into this. Oh, hang on. Here went the mic. My knee on the cord. This cord is 7 miles long. I had to, or it's got an elastic around it. So it's shortening it up a bit, but I do have a wireless mic I got. We're going to try that, but I'm just not that together yet. Give me a moment. Okay, so here we go. We're going to turn this rectangle into a square very easily with no measuring required. We're going to take this little bottom edge and we're going to bring it up here. You guys probably know this, but if you haven't seen it, it's going to be worth like so much effort there. If you make sure that's right at the point, you're going to get a perfect square. You just have to cut that piece off. So we're going to go ahead and cut that piece off and we'll have a square to start with. And just think, if you had a book, I mean, just think of how many of these cute little bags you could make. These little purse bags, that would be so much fun. And I think they will come out really cute in book page. Probably my preferred medium to work with on this. Now, you have to, like, okay, is it going to be strong enough? If it's not, you could glue two book pages together if it's not thick enough, or just use a thicker book page. But I think this one is going to be okay. But I think I'd like to ink this one because I think with the book page, it's going to look really cool. Now, I could go brown. I could go black. Let's go brown. All right, I'm going to use the same walnut stain, my ever-beloved ink dauber, the well-loved. And remember, if you're re-inking your pad because it's getting dry or it's not producing enough color, it's usually for one of two reasons. One is because you ran out of ink. Number two, it's because it's just dried out, but the ink is still there, but everything is just dry. So number one solution, if it's regular distress ink, which is just a dye, you can add water or you can add a mixture of water and a little bit of glycerin, which acts as a humectant and will help keep moisture on the pad. Or you can go, if it's out of ink, like let's say you've just really used it for years and there's just nothing left, you can get a little bottle of re-inker, which is less expensive than buying the ink pad again. Because often the ink pad itself is in fine form. It's just out of ink or out of juice, out of water. So something to think about. All right. So, oh, that's nice, right? Decomposition. There we go. Yes. All right. So now we're going to do the same thing. Pretty easy. All right. And you can make these as wide or as not wide as you want. Let me just go ahead and put a little glue down here. No more Fabri-Fix. Maybe we'll just stick a little glue on you because you're going to go tuck in that hole. All right. We'll see how that works. Again, pretty easy process. Opening up this side to receive, okay? Tucking in here, like the old napkin thing, if you ever, you know, went to the Chinese restaurants and they had the fancy napkin folds, they were probably fancier than this, but that's how they used to look. And there we go, all glued down, glued at the bottom, but pocket left here. So you have a little space to work with. And it's basically a simple envelope design as well. You could make envelopes like this. Just flop that down and there you got an envelope. But today we're using this very simple design to make a little purse. Okay, so now we're going to do the same thing. We're going to fold it in half. We're going to bring this edge to that edge, this edge to that edge. Okay. line it up as best as possible. Probably won't be exact, you know, because we're not measuring. No. We're just having fun with these little papers today. I'm going to take this and we're going to, remember, here's the line across. You want to go above that. So just make sure you go above that. Don't cut too close to the edges or you might cut an edge off, like a whole arm off. And then you got to figure that out. I'd probably start over. Okay. But if you make them sort of thick, then you're good. You got your little bag with handles and it's pretty much done. So it's pretty quick maneuvers here to get a bag with a pocket. What is that? One fold, two folds and a little glue and you're done. I mean, yeah, hey, that's not so bad, right? Now I might come in here with this. I might ink that little area up. Now, yeah. Now these little guys are a little thin, you know what I mean? They're a little thin. So how can we thicken them up a little bit? Well, we could come in here with some more of this paper and just add that. But you know what? You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to pull out some washi tape. That's right. We need to use this stuff up. Who are we kidding? Let's go get some. All right, here's some. Washi tape. That's right. Low tack tape. So you probably want to have your favorite glue stick, mine is Scotch Great glue stick, close at hand because maybe you want to do some wrapping with this. Okay, let's just try this and see what happens. I haven't done this yet, but we shall see. We shall see. It's a cute little postage design in there. That's cute, right? Okay, here we go. Oh, now don't glue them together. That's the big thing. Make sure you pull the handles apart. You want to lay it down there. Okay, now it would have been nice if it was straight, Pam. Oh, I hope you don't rip it. Okay, we'll try that again. Retreating and trying again. Okay. Okay, here we go. All right. Now fold over. That's going to reinforce. Okay, that wasn't a perfect fold. Not even close. But we're going to do some trimming and see if it all looks better. All right, not bad. Not bad, Pam. Have been better, but did I tear that? No, almost. So yeah, these probably need a little reinforcement if you're using a thin book page, because it can get a little thin. All right, let's try this again. We'll try laying it down. Okay. All right, there we go. Here we are. Let's put this down. There. Being careful not to glue the back one too. Folding it over is the trickiest part without gluing the back one in. You hold your breath and you just go for it. Just go for it. See what happens. We might have to do a little tidying up in the center there. Somehow I can't fold evenly. Nope, didn't happen. There we go. Okay. So now I have a little, what I call, see-through there, which is like, a nice sloppy crafter move. but we'll figure our way out of that. We will. Okay, let's get this off. This is dangerously stuck to here. We need it to be not there, but inside. Be inside and reinforcing. Okay, so what we could do is we could just maybe trim it. And then it's supposed to go the other way. Okay, we'll just fold it this way, where it's supposed to go. There, that was the quickest way out of that, I think. And I think we're going to have to do the same thing for this side. Can you see that? Where I went, I didn't fold correctly, so I'm just trimming, and then I'm folding it up as if it never happened. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have that one. What you doing under there, Sonny? Where are you? I hear something going on down there. What is it? Sunshine, where are you? I heard the sunshine noise. I do not see the sunshine dog to match the sunshine noise. Okay, that's strange. Okay. Sunny, where are you? What are you doing over there? Are you okay? Oh, I found him. He's just playing with a quilting square over there. Okay, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Okay, here we go. Try this again. All right. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, now we'll try folding, and that's going to be cut off, so that's okay. What you doing down there? You're not, okay, you're eating kibble. Kibble is okay. Cords are not. Here's some kibble. There you go. Look at all the kibble. Yeah. I always bring some in here in the craft room so he can have a little healthy snack. I want to make sure he gets enough, you know, vitamins and stuff. All right, yeah, let's cut that off. And let's see if this goes down. All right, there we go. I don't think I did the same thing, but you know, it happens. Yeah, what are you gonna do? And opening up the little bag to make sure the tape goes on the inside. All right, so let's just do a little trimming here so we can fold out the errors of my ways back upon themselves. So it looks like everything was meant to be. There we go. There we go. It's kind of got that like leather look to it. I probably didn't put the Scotch-Grade glue stick on it at that time, did I? No. Okay, so this one is substandard. Yep, see, there you go. It doesn't even like to stick to itself because it's a little bit plastic, so it's, you know, not really excited about doing that. Okay, so we have now constructed our little pocket, our little bag with the little pocket in front, which is functional, and we can go ahead and let's see if that's right. Yeah, we are open in there. Yes, we are open in there. So we could put some, oh, we have this cute little squirrel. I really want to use him in here somehow. And I think he's going to actually be okay, even if he over, now this is kind of a design thing. Things don't actually have to fit in the boundaries. We were taught in school a lot that everything had to be inside the lines. Not necessarily so. It's actually kind of cool if they break the border. And so why don't you give yourself a little playroom with that and see if you can get used to breaking the boundaries of whatever it is you're making to see if you can go for a new look, or an additional look that you've never played with before. So we're going to do this. We're going to have Squirrel hang off the edge a little bit like that. Okay. We're just going to glue little Squirrel down. Probably should have put the glue on the envelope, but nope, didn't do it, or on the bag. Okay. So now this kind of extends the look of that, and we can keep doing other things. What else can we do, Pam? What have you got around here? Look around and see what you got. Okay, I've got some black paper. Got this pretty black paper here. It's got an owl on it, but I don't need the whole owl, but maybe I could borrow some of this. Let me just borrow some of this. Okay. Kind of a nice little torn edge there. Maybe we could put that in there. That might give us a little contrast there, which might look nice. Okay. And if you tear with your right hand towards you, you'll get the white edge revealed, which can kind of look sort of pretty if you're doing stuff. So I think I can probably sneak this in there, maybe. Oh, maybe I'll have to go this way because it's a flush edge. I could do that. Okay, let's try that. All right, so we're just goofing around at this point. This is just like fun whatevers, you know? We are just playing at this point. All right, playing with the papers. Okay, there we go. So that goes to the edge, so that's got to be... Now, I don't know if I want to... I could, though. I could leave that hanging off just to prove my point. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just leave that hanging. Maybe I won't make it so big, but maybe I'll make it a little smaller. So we have that breaking of the edge. Yeah, I kind of like that. Yeah, that's kind of going to town now. I want to put something right there. You know, it will be covered because I'll be putting little things in there. Oh, I have this too. Okay, I'm finding things when I'm back here. I'm ruffling in my little drawers. Okay, what am I going to come out with? I got a number one. Let's put number one down there. Where's the black? Here it is. Got some black soot. All right, let's put maybe 11. How about 11? Yeah. Could mean something to somebody. 11. Very mysterious. All right. Now let's... Do we want to do anything else? It kind of looks cute like that. I kind of like that. We could jazz him up more, but what time was? Okay. So let us... Oh, I'm going to try something crazy here and see if I can get my white gel pens to work. Sometimes if you don't work with them for a while, they kind of seize up on you. And I've heard if you dip them in alcohol or in acetone, sometimes they loosen up. Oh, this one's not bad. We got a little going here, but it might be Skippy. You know what I mean? Skippy will try something. Let's put something here. I better use a short word, Pam, or you're gonna mess it up. Okay, here we go. There. Okay. now. If you have extra space and you don't know what to do with it, can you see? I'm just like filling in. I wrote the word fall. And maybe I will emphasize. Okay, I'm practicing my calligraphy with you guys. Okay, this is going to be really bad, but it's kind of fun. Okay, so I'm going to put some dots here. Just playing at this point. A little dot there, a little dot there. Okay. A little dot here, a little dot here. So you can just add goofy things like that. I mean, just sitting there and playing and just seeing what comes of it. So let's find some fun things to stuff in this little guy. Okay, I literally grabbed a pile of gosh knows what, so I'm just going to show you what I grabbed. I grabbed this little guy we made the other day. I have just a little, you know, Franken pieces of paper sewn together. I have a little page tab made out of a paper clip that we made before. I'll try and put the links to these ones that we made together. Here's an extra tea bag. Here's a Rolodex card. Here's a ticket from Yosemite, the short line, railroad. Here's a little hang tag with cutie things on it. Here's some stamps. What, Pam, you're gonna put all that? You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how much can fit in here. And this little guy I was just playing and gluing and collaging, and out came that. I'm not sure what it is, but it was fun. Oh, I have this little book too. You remember we made these? These are so tiny and so stinking cute. Look how cute they are. It was like the world's easiest book to make. I'll try and put that link down below. But okay, let's go ahead and tuck some things in here. What's gonna fit? What's gonna not fit? Let's just try. Let's just put some stuff in. Let's see how it goes. I think I'm gonna put you in the back because you're big and you're tall. So we'll put you in the back. So you can put tall things in. There's no reason why you can't. Just go ahead and put your tall things in. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Tuck them all in there. And here's some stamps. These are some cool old stamps from United States, but very pretty. Pretty colors, right? And I'll tuck that in there. Maybe we'll put you there. And I do have that. That would be nice because he's going to juxtapose the purple, which is very pretty. And I'm going to put this little paperclip tag. I didn't know what I was grabbing, so I was just grabbing anything. And here's a little ticket. Can go in the front. No problem. And maybe we want to put this little tea bag in here because he's sort of colorful. Let me give him a nice topper. Where's the scissors? Nope. I was using them earlier. Where'd they go? Hello. Hello, little pair of scissors. I know you're here somewhere. You were so cute, and I was using you. And now you're hiding. Okay, so fine. We're just going to make something out of with regular scissors. Okay, I have no idea how this is going to work. Let's just try a wavy. How's that go? Oh yeah, that looks great. Okay, let's try that again. We're working on the old snowflake trick. Let's fold it a bunch of times. And maybe let's go in and up. Okay, now let's see, that might have come up better. Yeah, that's better, right? Now that looks like it has purpose. Yeah. I think this is going to fit right in here. Maybe that'll give us a little color right there. And there we go. A little overstuffed pocket that can easily be placed onto any journal page. Where's the journal? Okay, let's just... here's a nice blue page. And you could glue the back of this down, or you could paperclip it to the page. But I think I might just go ahead and glue that down to a page because I think it looks like a little fun thing to explore. So I hope you had fun here. I hope this was an easy little project. I think there's no limit to how you can use this little guy for Halloween or gift cards or hanging ornaments or stocking stuffers or whatever you like. Party favors. Just a plethora. And where are you, Sunny? I would like to have you say a word. Honey, is Sunshine around and is he available for videotaping? Nobody's talking to me. They've all left the building. I think my husband has his earphones on. He's walking around with his earphones and Sunny's just Sonny really loves Papa. He really does. I mean, he's a mama's boy too, but he really loves Papa, which makes it so much easier in the house. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. So some updates that I can tell you about. Thinking what I'm going to be doing is, number one, I got the new phone and I've got the new mic thing. So I'm hoping everything sounds okay. Please let me know if there's any concerns with it. And if everything visually looked okay. You know what's really strange is my old phone, which was very, very old. I don't know, it cost me about $40 a month, sort of like a rental thing. And then, but the new phone, which is like fancier and has all this stuff, is $2 less a month. How does that happen? I have no idea how that happens. But so I have to figure out how to use the new phone. So here's the new one. Here's the old one. Here's the new one. Different styles, different motifs. You know, you can make them all sorts of different ways. And my videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern time. Those are my long form videos. You may see a few YouTube shorts, salt and peppered in here and there, just highlighting or showcasing a little junk journal tip or something. You never know. Just kind of fun. And my podcasts, which are audio, they come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. But Anchor, my podcast company, has invited me to try video podcasts. So I have no idea what that's going to be like yet, but we're going to give that a go and see what it's like. So hang on to your hats. And I have a free monthly emailed newsletter. So if you have not signed up for that, this would be a dandy time. And the link is down below in the description box. And you're going to get a free digital image emailed to you monthly, a note from the bookmaker, a checklist of supplies, updates from me. You'll get to see the latest DigiKits, and there's something else in there. I can't remember what it is, but it's all good stuff. So definitely sign up, and it's free, and it comes to you via email once a month. And what else? I have an Etsy shop where I have fundals, which are collections of 100 different unique, I want to say elderly pieces of paper, but they're antique or vintage or unique or special in some way, hand-dyed papers that I did, or really unique book pages that I came across that are so cool for making junk journals. So I just want to share all that stuff with you guys. And I do have digital images, or I call them DigiKits, 5 pages of printable images that you can purchase. I have over 120 kits now that you can pick from. And if you don't have a printer, I will even print out and mail them to you for a special service option that I offer. So all you do is send me your list of 10 DigiKits that you want, if you want me to print and mail them to you. And then you can send that to Pam at thepaperoutpost.com or through Etsy message. And then I will send those off to you. And what else? There was something else. What was it? I have an Amazon shop where I put my favorite tools and supplies, but that wasn't it. No, that wasn't it. I'm trying to do a few videos on Amazon so you can see some techniques and be using some of the things that are on there. So if you're wondering, you know, how to use the crocodile 2 or the paper cutter, something like that, I'm going to put some demo videos on there for that. And okay, I know what it was. For my Etsy shop, I have created a dedicated website that will house my Etsy products. And the reason why I'm doing this is because it's going to make it so much easier for you guys to find my stuff, because a lot of times Etsy is a little confusing. When you go to Etsy and you type in the paper outpost, paper, you know, if you're trying to find me and you're trying, what you may find one of my listings, but you will not end up at my main page for my shop. I think it's because Etsy is trying to showcase many different creators at the same time, so they maybe show one or two of mine, but then a whole bunch of other stuff. And sometimes accidentally people will buy other people's things, and I don't want that to happen if that was not your intent. But so just to make it clean and easy, www.thepaperoutpost.com will now go to my personal Etsy shop, which functions exactly like Etsy. Payments, offerings, you know, if I put something in my Etsy shop, it shows up instantly on www.thepaperoutpost.com. And it's all Etsy behind the scenes. It's Etsy payments. However you paid with Etsy before, you have your Etsy account. It's all Etsy, Etsy, Etsy. It's actually Etsy's offering of a website for creators because of this situation, I think. So if that makes it easier for you guys, I hope so. I've gotten some good feedback on that already. The other Etsy shop, like if you're just looking through regular Etsy to find me, you can still find me that way. Little pieces of me here and there. And But you do have to click through multiple places in order to get to the Paper Outpost main page. It's just not easy to find. And all Etsy shops kind of work that way, unfortunately. So as far as I understand it, I haven't found the magic trick around that yet. But anyway, always trying to make things easier for everyone. And you can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And all my links are down below in the drop-down box. If you had fun or find value here, please like, subscribe, and share, and click the bell. And remember that fun can be simple. And say it, Sunny. Create with reckless abandon, everybody. Okay, thank you very much. Sunny from the ether somewhere. I'll have to go find him. All right, but he'll be back soon, I'm sure. Have a great week, everybody. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.